Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really useful for jungle and old school DNB, an impact ghost guide base layer with a crunchy sampler texture in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making a huge modern Reese that takes over the whole track. This is more like a rhythmic bass accent system. It hits with the drums, shadows the groove, and adds that dusty, chopped, 90s pressure that makes the whole record feel alive. Think of it as two jobs working together. First, the Impact Ghost Guide, a short, punchy low-end stab that reinforces the kick and helps define the pocket. Second, the crunchy texture layer, a dirtier, more sampled top-mid character that gives the bass that classic jungle grit. When these two layers are balanced right, the result feels subtle but powerful. It's the kind of bass you really notice when it's gone. Let's start with the groove context, because in this style the bass should serve the drums, not fight them. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 174 BPM. Build a kick and snare pattern that feels like old school DNB, or drop in a breakbeat if you're leaning more jungle. The bass layer should respond to that rhythm. You want it to land with the accents, answer the snare, and duck into the gaps between hits. A good rule here is simple. If the drum pattern feels busy, simplify the bass rhythm. Jungle and DNB often get stronger when you remove notes instead of adding more. The bass should feel intentional, like it knows exactly where the drums are breathing. Now let's build the source sound. In Ableton, you can use either Simpler or Sampler, but Sampler gives you more control if you want to really shape the sample. Start with something that already has character. A short vinyl kick tail, a low tom, a subby one-shot, a chopped break fragment with a strong transient, or even a resampled bass stab from your own project all work well. Drag the sample into Simpler if you want a faster workflow. Set it to classic mode, and if the sample is already punchy, you may not need warp at all. Keep the start point tight so you preserve that impact transient. If it's a one-shot mode is a good choice. In Sampler, keep the envelope short. Attack at zero or just a few milliseconds, decay somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and a short release so the note doesn't hang. The key here is pitch and weight. Tune the sample to the track key if you can. Dark DNB often sits nicely in keys like F, F sharp, G, or G sharp, but trust your ears more than the theory. If pitching the sample makes it lose body, try shifting it an octave and then filtering to get the weight back. The point is not to make a clean bass note. The point is to turn a sample into a low-end hit with attitude. Next, shape the note timing itself. This is where the ghost guide personality really comes alive. Keep the MIDI notes short, usually somewhere between a 1/32 and a 1/8 in length, depending on the rhythm. Let the sample ring only as much as you need. If the note feels too clicky, add a tiny bit of attack, maybe 2 to 6 milliseconds, or soften the start with a filter envelope. If it feels too long, shorten the decay or trim the tail with volume automation. Now let's add the grime. A solid stock Ableton chain for this kind of sound is EQ8 into saturator into drum bus into auto filter, with utility at the end for gain and stereo control. You can also swap an overdrive or roar if you want a different flavor, but this chain is a strong starting point. Start with EQ8. Clean up the junk first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub-rumble that doesn't help the mix. If the sample is muddy, try a gentle cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it sounds nasal, search somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. For this type of layer, it's often better to keep the very low end under control and let the real sub live on a separate track. This bass is here to guide the groove, not steal the whole foundation. Then go into saturator. This is where the sound starts to feel alive. Push the drive up a few dB, maybe 3 to 9 depending on how aggressive you want it. Turn soft clip on if you want smoother control, or use a harder clipping style if you want more bite. The goal is to create harmonics so the bass reads better on smaller speakers and gets that crunchy sampler attitude. After that, drum bus can really lock the sound into the old school DNB world. Use drive moderately, add a bit of crunch, and be careful with boom. Too much boom will make the layer loose and muddy. You want punch, not wobble. A little transient boost can help if the sample needs more attack. Drum bus is especially good here because it gives you that fuzzy, hardware-style smack without needing any extra plugins. Then bring in auto filter. This is your movement and control stage. A low-pass filter with some resonance can help the bass tuck behind the drums, and then bloom slightly on each hit. You can automate the cutoff so the layer opens and closes with a groove. That little breathing motion is a huge part of what makes a ghost guide feel musical instead of static. Finish the chain with utility. Keep the low end centered, and if the layer has a lot of low mid content, keep the width narrow. Around 0 to 30% width is often enough for this kind of sound. Utility is also useful for gain staging so the layer sits properly against the drums and sub. In this style, mono discipline in the low end matters a lot. Now for the crunchy sampler texture layer. This is where you get that dusty, chopped, late 90s character. One good move is to resample your own material. Bounce the bass hit, a break fragment, or a distorted low stab to audio, then re-import that audio into simpler. That self-generated texture often feels more musical than grabbing a random sample from a pack. You can also build a second layer that focuses more on texture than body. Use something like a break snippet, vinyl noise, or a mid-range bass stab, then high-pass at around 120 to 200 Hz and process it harder than the main layer. A good chain for this is EQ8, Saturator, Redux, and Auto Filter. Redux can add a really nice sampler-style crackle if you use it carefully. Don't overdo the bit reduction. You want grit and aliasing, not complete destruction. The job of the texture layer is to live above the sub and above the main body. Let the main impact guide carry the punch. Let the sub stay clean and centered on its own track. And let the texture layer provide the dusty bite. That separation is what keeps the mix from turning into a swamp. Now let's program the MIDI like a ghost guide. This part is important because the rhythm is half the sound. Use the bass to reinforce kick hits, answer the snare, and create tension around the breakbeat. You can place notes slightly before the kick for aggression, exactly with the kick for weight, or just after the snare for a bit of bounce. Use velocity to create ghosted dynamics. Main notes might sit around 90 to 127, while ghost notes can live lower, maybe 20 to 60. And don't forget timing character. A note nudged a few milliseconds early can feel urgent and aggressive. A note nudged slightly late can feel lazy, heavy, and menacing. Both can work, but use them deliberately. In old school jungle, timing is part of the attitude. Once the pattern is working, lock it to the drums with some kind of ducking. You can use a compressor with sidechain from the kick or drum bus, but keep it subtle. Fast attack, moderate release, and only a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. You can also automate the track volume or device gain manually, which often feels more musical in this genre. Manual ducking can be especially good when you want the bass to breathe around snares or break accents instead of being heavily compressed. Here's a really useful advanced move. Resample the chain. Once the layer feels good, record it to audio, chop the best parts, and then process that audio again. Maybe run it back through saturator and drum bus, then re-import it into simpler. That second pass often gives you the convincing glue that makes the sound feel printed and authentic, almost like it came from old hardware. This is one of the big secrets to old-school inspired bass design. The sound usually gets better when you commit to audio, not when you endlessly tweak the instrument. Every resample stage adds a little flattening, a little grit, a little history. That's exactly what you want when it comes to arrangement. Don't keep the bass identical the whole way through. In the intro, keep it filtered and sparse. Use ghost hits only. In the main section, bring in the full crunchy layer and let it answer the break more actively. In turnaround sections, strip it back to one impact guide hit and maybe throw a little delay or reverb on a single accent. In the breakdown, filter it down and let only the texture hint at the groove before the drop comes back. That kind of arrangement keeps tension alive. Jungle and DNB thrive on anticipation. If the bass is constantly full on, the track loses impact. Subtraction is often more powerful than addition. A few things to watch out for. Don't make this layer too sub-heavy, or it will fight your real sub-bass. Don't drown it in distortion without managing the mids, or it turns muddy fast. Don't make the notes too long, or the ghost guide turns into a drone. And definitely keep checking the sound in mono, because the low end needs to survive club playback. If you want to go even further, try a parallel dirt bus. Send the bass to a return track with extra saturation, redux, maybe a touch of roar, and blend that in quietly. You can also try a tiny reverse transient before the hit for a sinister inhale effect. Another great trick is velocity to tone mapping, so velocity controls filter cutoff or saturation drive, not just volume. That gives the pattern a more performance-like feel. Here's a good practice exercise. Load a breakbeat at 170 BPM, add a clean sub on a separate track, then create a simpler or sampler track with a short bass sample. Build the chain with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. Program 4 to 6 short notes that hit with the kick, Answer the snare, and include one ghost note between the main accents. Duplicate the pattern and vary velocity, note length, and filter cutoff. Then resample the best bar and compare it to the original. If the resampled version feels more solid and characterful, you're on the right track. So to recap, build from the drum groove first, use simpler or sampler to create a short punchy source, shape it with a tight envelope, add crunch with saturation and drum bus, control the movement with auto filter, keep the sub separate, and resample whenever you want more authenticity. Treat the layer like a rhythmic accent instrument, not a full lead bass line. If you get that balance right, you'll have a bass layer that feels percussive, dirty, and deeply embedded in the groove, exactly the kind of old-school jungle and DNB energy that makes a track hit with real character.